How's everybody doing? Well, it's good to walk out of there without any injuries, first and foremost, so we're excited about that. And then just taking the players through the proper process of what we do in the locker room, going from the locker room, the warm-ups, pregame, back into the locker room, out on the field, where we have to do different things at for our team tonight, and then what it would be like on Thursday. So it's a lot of things we threw at them today, and I thought they handled that part well. There was some spotty play on the field, but again, it wasn't about, who won or anything like that. We're just competing and trying to do some things differently, offensively, defensively, and special teams. So I think we accomplished that. We know we got some work to do before next Thursday night, but again, it was good just to get in our stadium and understand how everything works, where everything will go as we start this season.
How's Kirksey?
He's good. No, Kirksey's fine. He could have went back in. I shut that down real quickly.
Can you just kind of go over the quarterbacks a little bit and just how you thought they looked?
I think it was spotty play here and there. We mixing and matching and playing. And again, in fairness, I thought they all tried to hold their own pretty well. I thought Brock did some good things. Kevin did some good things with the white team. I thought, there's some things that Cody could have done a little better, and there's some things that Deshaun could have done a little better. So we'll just keep growing from that. But that wasn't, to me, a true indication of who they are and what they are. But it was good to get them in our stadium, on our field, around our fans, and see what that's going to be like. So next Thursday night, that's not new to them. They all will understand what that feels like and looks like.
Hugh, Deshaun, that last two-minute drive, did you see anything? What stood out specifically, and then did he have Duke on that one play and just missed him?
Yeah, he missed that one. He'll be first to tell you that. That's a ball that he normally makes. But again, that's, to me, that's first time in this stadium making that throw in that end zone. You gotta be here. I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of our quarterbacks don't show back up here later on tonight just to go back through that. That's what the good ones do. They find out this is your home. This is where you play. And the elements are a little different, than the practice field. We're in a closed kind of environment now. So it's different, when you see things. But we got to make those plays, and we will as we move forward.
You mentioned that you wanted to get through the scrimmage, and then you might shake up or change your quarterback rotation or make some kind of decision. Will you do that?
Oh, absolutely, I will. I have to. We have a game next Thursday, so I'll definitely look at it. But as I said to all of you the other day, it doesn't mean whichever, road we decide to travel for next Thursday, that don't mean that's the starter for the season. That might be for a game until we see more. Might need to see more, as I said a while back, but all of this is good information for me, good data for me, good data for our staff, good data for our executive team to really look at every possibility we have as we move forward.
Okay, just to clarify, you will change the rotation or you'll just look at it?
No, I will look at it and I may change it. I didn't say that I will. I may change it. Absolutely. Probably won't be tomorrow. I think as we start getting ready to play New Orleans, I think by Monday I'm sure to be what it's going to be.
I got to ask about that Corey Coleman pass.
Come on.
Why do you call that in this team scrimmage?
We called it. That's bottom line. At the end of the day, it was called. So we didn't execute it. I probably felt the same way you did, but let's keep going. He's a good player. He did some good things. There were some other sacks that, I was trying to be friendly to both sides. I was trying to play mediator there for a moment because there were some other hits that I think we would have had on the quarterback that the officials didn't call because guys know they're trying to stay away from the quarterback. So, I think it was pretty, played pretty cleanly from both sides. Guys wanted more sacks than what they got, and that's part of it. I get to make those decisions right now.
Are you a little bugged at all by the fact that, you put the first team offense against the second team defense and that they weren't a little bit more productive?
No, not at all. I'm being honest. I've been through these things so many times. I've been to where we didn't even make a yard before. And then Thursday night looked like gangbusters. So, no, it wasn't about that. Not at all. I think it's about our players understanding the process, coming out and competing, putting on that uniform and getting ready for Thursday night.
Is it too early from all this to say just tonight whether anybody jumped out at you who wasn't like a Garrett or one of your stars?
Absolutely. I like to watch the tape, you know, before really commenting on that and saying who did some really good things. I mean, I had a kind of pretty good view, but there, you know, as a coach, you get to looking at some very specific matchups. So I need to watch it all to be able to answer that question for you.
In your mind, when do you want to know your quarterback started from the season
opener? Whenever I know. You know, I don't think there's a rush, you know. That's fair. I think that's a fair fair date. But again, I want to do it as fast as I can, you know. But as I said to all of you, I'm not going to rush because everybody wants to know tonight, tomorrow, the next day. I think what's important is that we do it the right way.
I think that final pass by Kizer where he kind of bought some time and went across his body.
He just said it. And that's what I told him. You can't throw the ball across your body. In the end zone with people there, that's the things that happen, you know. So, again, that's a learning, teaching moment for him. That's something he'll grow from, and he gets it, you know. So, as I said it to him, I said, Coach, you're right. But those are the things that young players, I think we all know, revert back to. That's what we got to get out of them in those situations.
It seemed like Jabril was around the ball a lot in the second half.
I'm sorry.
It seemed like Jabril was around the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm. He is. He's coming on. Just more comfortable, playing more plays, understanding the defense better. I've seen him smack a couple people today, which is good. I mean, that's who he is, and that's what we think he'll bring to the table. So I thought he caught the punts really well and kickoff. So Jabril's a good football player. He's going to contribute to this team.
Matt Hayes is a guy that you said has caught your eye here and mm-hmm. had a pretty good start to camp. You got a lot of touches this evening. Was that by design, and what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, you get to see him a little more. I think he's done some really good things. Every day in practice, he's made a play. Did it today, too. He's caught the ball well. He catches the ball a little bit better than I thought he would. So he's improved that way. So, I mean, he's got a legitimate opportunity here.
Are these quarterbacks making it tough on you? It seems like nobody's jumping out and grabbing this.
No, I mean, not really. I mean, it's you want somebody to be head and shoulders above everybody else. But I think, let's be honest, when you got four guys that you're giving a bunch of reps to, it's hard to do, you know. But pretty soon, like as I said before, we got to stop that part of it and move forward with who we think can really go play quarterback for us, and that's the fair thing to do. I think when you bring four guys into camp and you have an open competition, you have to be fair. I think that's first and foremost because the other players are watching me as I conduct this competition with them. So I think you have to appear fair, but they also understand and know at some point in time, coach has to make a decision about what's best for a football team. And we're getting closer to that than we're not. And that's where we're headed.
We see, you know, somebody in the first spot in rotation on Monday, just for purposes of this question. Let's say it's Deshaun on Monday, and you pick him to start in the game on Thursday night. Does that mean he's your kind of new man to be for the time being? Like, somebody's got to take it from him then?
I know you guys want to use that headline. Mary Kay, you can look at it like that. I mean, I don't, until I really make that decision, can I really honestly answer that question, you know, and say, I know without question that this is the guy to beat. You know, he would have to go and stink it up, and if he did, then he wouldn't be the quarterback, you know. But I think this thing is still really fluid in my mind. You know, there's four good candidates, and we got a lot of work to do. But at the same time, I think there's some guys that will rise to the occasion with more work and more opportunity.